Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 26 and 27. Now when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. When the time of mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife. Then she bore him a son. But the thing that David had done was evil in the sight of the Lord.
As we heard in recent devotions, Tamar and Rahab had tarnished reputations. The fourth woman in Matthew's genealogy, Bathsheba, is labeled by some as a temptress. In reality, however, Scripture indicates that she was a victim. Desired by King David, she was brought to him and soon found herself pregnant and may have felt she was in danger of death for adultery. David tried to cover up his sin by manipulating Bathsheba's husband, Uriah. When that didn't work, David had him killed on the battlefront. Suddenly, Bathsheba was a grieving widow. She mourned for her husband, as we just heard in 2 Samuel 11:26. Then David made her his wife. When she delivered a son, her joy was short-lived. The child became sick and died, as the prophet Nathan had prophesied in 2 Samuel 12:14. Now she was grieving two great losses, a husband and a child. When it comes to our attention that a parent is grieving, we may feel unsure of the best way to reach out. But we have Jesus as a model of how to offer care. The disciple, Matthew, saw his master, Jesus, heal many people, and he remembered the words of Isaiah, "A bent reed he will not break off, and a smoldering wick he will not put out." May those of us who are believers receive grieving people with gentleness and be a safe place that promotes their healing.